Welcome to Sharing the Victory, the weekly radio program from the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, the heart and soul in sports. Coming up today, we'll tell you how you can get a free trial subscription to Sharing the Victory magazine. Plus, we're dedicating this program to some very special individuals. And here to tell you all about it is the host of Sharing the Victory, University of Nebraska assistant football coach, Ron Brown.
I'm so glad that you joined us today because we're honoring some people who have been used by the Lord in a powerful way. These individuals have been inducted into FCA's Hall of Champions. They are Madeline Manning Mims, Betty Probasco, Dr. Charles Kimball, Buck McCabe, and Ed Britton III. Now, some of these names may be familiar to you and some may not, but in the next 30 minutes, we're going to introduce them to you in a more personal way. First up is track and field legend Madeline Manning Mims. Madeline won a gold medal in the 1968 Olympics and a silver in the 72 Olympics. She's a strong supporter of FCA and is now a chaplain for the Olympic athletes. I asked Madeline about her involvement as a chaplain.
1988 was the very first official international chaplain's program for the Olympic Games in Korea.
Mm-hmm.
And they began to choose different ones. There were 27 Protestant chaplains, 25 men and two ladies, one lady from Sweden who spoke about 9 languages, and me. And I was the only one on that team that was an Olympian that had that type of experience. So I had a chance to minister to the other sports chaplains to let them know what it was like to have a mindset of an Olympic athlete and how to serve them. From that, I was chosen for the next 5 games and served in that capacity. It was amazing to me to find myself in that place because it was so comfortable for me to be there because this was my environment. This was my world. This is what God created me to do and to be, and I understood it very well, and I could pass that on to other chaplains. The other thing that I had opportunity to do in that was take some of the athletes who were Christian athletes who wanted to minister out in the community and help them to reach out and have opportunity to share their faith with the community that they were in. I set up times for them to go into prisons, to go to boys and girls schools, to go to different churches. I was a part of, you know, involving them in outreach. It's been a long road, about 26 years now, that I've been involved in sports chaplaincy. And I feel like the Lord decided that, okay, if you would bring this vision into the earth to develop a program, I'll do it for you. So I was like, oh, dear, this is too big for me. But God always gives us something too large for us because he's going to do it. And one of the things he did is he sent me back to school. I'm in school now at Oral Roberts University in Tulsa, Oklahoma, working to finish up my Master of Divinity, and I'll go directly into a doctoral program on sports chaplaincy, which there is no such thing, so that means I have to develop it. And in developing it, it's going to really help my organization, the United States Council for Sports Chaplaincy, to be recognized as a formidable ministry and organization to help and work with sports chaplains of all levels.
We're talking to Madeline Manning Mims, an outstanding former U.S. women's track and field runner. And Madeline, you've been talking a lot about sports chaplaincy, and that seems to be, you know, I can sense the urgency in your voice. I can see your spirit pick up. I mean, it seems like God DNA'd and chromosomed you up for that. But tell us a little bit about the internal makeup of a high-class athlete like that. I mean, we're not just talking about your recreational athlete. We're talking about a person who has devoted their entire life. What are some of the issues that you deal with interpersonally with these athletes as a sports chaplain?
Well, one of the major things that is probably overlooked is that these athletes who are extremely gifted, they're also normal people that have normal situations going on in their lives at the same time they have to produce at this high level. The difference is that they're under a microscope for everybody to see. Their lives are just exposed. I do a lot of counseling and listening because they are going through a lot to be able to compete at this level and keep a saneness about themselves. You have to understand that you were created to do what you are doing and to understand that you are beautifully and wonderfully made and that you know right well because of what God has done. And in connecting your relationship of faith in God with what is going on in your athletic career is so important to your success and your actual production before the world. In other words, you can't go down and reach into the crevices of your extremity and pull up nothing and do something with it. You have to pull up something, and hopefully that is your faith, and that your faith is strong. And so what we are there to do as sports chaplains is to impact that faith and edify them and help them to understand you're doing exactly what you were born to do. God planned it this way. You're here because you're supposed to be here. And now what you want to do is give it everything you got and produce that, and then give God the glory.
Madeline, wow, what a ministry that is. Have you run across non-Christian athletes who show up at these chapels and so forth and have an opportunity to lead them to Christ, even one-on-one opportunities?
Oh, yeah, that happens all the time. The major thing with a sports chaplain's position is pastoral. It is not evangelistic. And so what you do is you impact the Christian athlete, and they become the evangelist. And a lot of times they will bring people to you to talk, you know, like, here, sit down and talk to Miss Madeline. She knows all about, you know, all this stuff. And it's a fun thing to just listen and be sensitive and find out where they are, where their walk is. And usually a lot of times athletes are bargaining with God, you know, if you do this for me, I'll serve you, and then they forget about them. But to help them understand that they are loved, not for what they do, but for who they are. And to help them see that Christ died, rose again, gave you an opportunity for eternal life, but he also created you. And that's why you're here. It's a wonderful opportunity to just share a lot of love. God's love is powerful. You know, we don't have to beat people over the head and make them feel guilty and condemned and that type of thing. Yes, there is a hell. You better believe it. But that's not what gets people to come to Christ. It's his love. And if we know how powerful his love is, then we won't have to trust ourselves to try to convince somebody to think like we think.
That was Olympic legend Madeline Manning Mims, who's been inducted into FCA's Hall of Champions. We'll introduce you to three more inductees coming up next. You're listening to Sharing the Victory, the weekly national radio program from the Fellowship of Christian Athletes.
In this past year, the Fellowship of Christian Athletes has impacted more than 2 million people. When you give to FCA, you're investing in the kingdom of God. If you're 70 or older or know someone who is, Congress has just reopened a window of opportunity to make year-end charitable gifts from IRAs. To receive current information about this tax-wise option, go to fcagiftplan.org or call toll-free 866-788-5031. That's 866-788-5031.
Welcome back to Sharing the Victory. Hi, Ron Brown back with you. We're going to continue to honor this year's inductees into FCA's Hall of Champions. God has done a great work through these champions of faith.
Dr. Charles Kemble, founding member of the San Antonio area FCA and local FCA board member for more than 36 years.
I just felt like, let's use the vehicle of the sports world and share the gospel with these young people. And so it's been my honor to do that since October of 1967, and I'm still doing it. You know, to just look back and see the lives that it's touched and changed, and how many of them are in the coaching profession and carrying through with the Fellowship of Christian Athlete movement. And, you know, my friend Scott Appleton was our first paid person after I had done it for 11 years, but, you know, we've had some good people, and our present director, Jim Falk, I've known since he was a teenager, just a great, great Christian young man, and doing a great job over these past 20-something years.
Golf legend Betty Probasco.
There's no combination like sports and Jesus Christ. You cannot beat that combination. And that's what FCA is doing so well, and that's why I love it, and why it's so near and dear to my heart, because I see so many young lives being changed through sports and young people that are being reached that would not have been reached otherwise, some who never even darkened the door of a church. but became believers through their huddle groups and through the camps they were able to attend. And we have some 350 young people that go to camp here from Chattanooga. And I've attended several of those camps. But FCA was just a natural place for me to go with sports and my golf.
Buck McCabe, Senior Vice President and CFO for Chick-fil-A and former Chairman of the FCA National Board of Trustees.
It's simply incredible what's going on through FCA today. The results of the ministry are beyond belief. I'm a CFO. I like bottom line results. You know, I'm seeing them in FCA today like I've never seen before. I've been involved here in Georgia at least for probably 25 years in FCA. And just 4 years ago, for example, in Atlanta area, we had two FCA staff people. And a bunch of us guys got together and raised enough money to bring on a third FCA staff person. Well, that third staff person, in the 4 years that he's been here, through his ministry, we know of at least 3,000 coaches and kids that have come to Christ through that one FCA staff person.
Wow.
The bigger news is, in Atlanta, in the past 4 years, we've grown from those two people to 56 today staff people in Atlanta. And this past year, we had over 5,000 coaches and kids come to Christ for the first time. And, you know, I see this happening all over the country. I mean, national last year, we had over 2 million touches of kids through the FCA ministry. I don't know why the timing is such as it is today, but it is a new day at FCA. Something really special through God's power is going on here.
Coming up next on Sharing the Victory, Dan Britton, FCA's Vice President of Ministry Programs, will talk about his dad, Ed Britton. This is an interview you don't want to miss. Dad and Son. Next on Sharing the Victory.
The Fellowship of Christian Athletes impacts millions of young people. Listen to what Megan wrote.
This past week at FCA Leadership Camp, I've seen the glory of God displayed in so many ways. I felt challenged and encouraged to return to my school with a renewed passion to see my peers come to know Christ.
Would you like to make an investment in the kingdom of God? Contact FCA toll-free at 866-788-5031. That's 866-788-5031, or go to FCA.org. Sharing the Victory Radio is online anytime at sharingthevictoryradio.com. Now back to Ron Brown.
It's always a delight to have someone from our national home office join us here on Sharing the Victory. And we've had Dan Britton on before. He's the Senior Vice President of Ministry Programs. And Dan, welcome to Sharing the Victory.
It's great to be here with you, Ron.
Dan, you know, we want to talk about your dad, who just recently passed away, just died, and lives in heaven today, Ed Britton. In our Hall of Champions feature, we really want to commemorate him and honor what he is all about. Ed Britton graduated from the United States Naval Academy back in 1958. He was a captain of the varsity lacrosse team there his senior year, and he eventually left the military to become a stockbroker for 37 years and really had a very powerful influence in the business world. But he used that, Dan. He stewarded that to help shape a variety of ministries. And he loved the platform of FCA, what it provided to young people. And I have to think, Dan, through all his prayers and his dedication to the Lord Jesus Christ and his involvement with FCA, that a lot of that led to the shaping of Dan Britton as we know and love you today.
Yeah, I tell you, he's one of a kind. My two older brothers, Steve and Dave, and I, he had three boys, and from the word go, we had a lacrosse stick in our hands, and we were passionate about sports. We were passionate about God, and he provided an incredible legacy.
Well, you know, I'll tell you this, Dan, all of those athletic honors and those experiences, I love the way the Lord sums them up. They lead to a lot of parallels in life. Tell us how your dad was able to parabolize sports in your life. In other words, to take his love for athletics, connect it with Jesus, and then pass it on to you and help shape you for what you're doing today.
Every thing my dad did in his life, he did with passion. He was marked with passion. He would always say, don't give 100%, but give 110%. He lived that with studying God's Word, sharing Christ with businessmen. He had a passion working through Christian Businessmen's Committee, CBMC. through the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, whatever ministry he's involved in. He helped start the airport chapel at Dulles International Airport there in D.C., and everything that he put his hands to, he did it with passion. And there was never anything left behind. And when he taught my brothers and I how to play sports, how to love God, how to do life, it was always with everything that we had.
You know, I've been reading lately, Dan, in Luke chapter 16 about the parable of the unrighteous steward. And, you know, Jesus used that to remind us to make eternal friendships and to re-steward life or repossess the land from what we have and use it for the kingdom of God. And he told us that the sons of the world are more shrewd than the sons of light. And what we see in the body of Christ, Dan, are a lot of us have been blessed, particularly here in America, with lots of things. The average businessman out there who's a Christian has lots of stuff and a lot of influence. The question is he stewarding it? Is he repossessing it for kingdom purposes? And it sure sounds like your dad got that. And I know that that's something that you're very much involved with yourself as you travel the world representing the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, trying to get people to steward their possessions for the glory of God.
Yeah, not only was my dad's life marked with passion, but his life was marked with greatness. And I don't mean in the sense that he was great. He instilled greatness in others. I think great men not only impact others around them, but they also empower others to do great things. And it's kind of that extra effect. And he did do great things. But I tell you, when I was standing during his open casket deal, I was literally standing right beside his casket. And the funeral home said that they've never seen a line like that outside the building. We're talking people waited up to over an hour just to get in. Probably, Ron, the one thing that I heard over and over and over again was this phrase, because of your dad. Because of your dad. And you could just fill it in. Because of your dad, I now do a daily quiet time. My dad was passionate about everyone getting their face in the book. He would never let anybody off, Ron. He would talk to someone and say, hey, tell me about your quiet time today. What's the fresh manna today? I'm not talking about yesterday. I'm talking about today. And Les Steck was even mentioned on the show before, but my dad was the one that always talked about having three D's of devotions. And the three D's are drudgery, discipline, and delight. And my dad would say, hey, you might not like it, but out of drudgery, you just got to each day carve out that time and get it done. And you might not be getting a lot out of it, and it might not be fun, but you just have to do it. And if you do it long enough, that drudgery then turns into a discipline that now becomes a part of the way you do life. And then eventually, if you do the discipline long enough, it eventually turns into a delight that every single day you get up, you want to meet your maker and spend time with him. And so my dad was passionate about encouraging people to do quiet time. And so someone would come by the casket and say, because your dad, I now spend daily quiet time. Another thing, my dad loved to hand out tracts and evangelize. And I'd have people come by and say, I never handed out a gospel tract ever, but because of your dad, I now, every single time I go out to dinner, I leave it with a tip. I had another businessman who said, because of your dad, I'm now involved in a weekly businessman's Bible study that he invited me to 10 years ago that now I'm studying God's Word. And it's remarkable to see the impact of one godly, sold-out individual. Never underestimate the impact of a sold-out, godly individual. And my dad was a perfect example of that.
Amen. Well, we've been talking to Dan Britton, who is the son of our Hall of Champion that we're honoring today, Ed Britton III. A great man in the Lord who has gone home to be with Christ and leaves behind a great legacy. And Dan Britton, his son, is representing that. Dan, thanks for being on Sharing the Victory today.
I tell you, Ron, he had a passion for this ministry also. And I'm just so privileged that the committee honored my dad in putting him into the Hall of Champions. And it's just a blessing to know that he served his master well, and also he served this ministry of FCA well.
I hope getting to know people like Ed Britton and the rest of FCA's Hall of Champions class of 2008 has been very inspiring to you. We couldn't get all of their comments into the program, but we have their complete interviews available at our website. Go to sharingthevictoryradio.com and click on Listen Now. Coming up next, I'm going to tell you how you can get a free trial subscription to Sharing the Victory magazine. Plus, we'll hear from FCA President Les Steckel, who'll be talking about one of the core values here at FCA, excellence. It's all straight ahead on Sharing the Victory.
In this past year, the Fellowship of Christian Athletes has impacted more than 2 million people. When you give to FCA, you're investing in the kingdom of God. Did you know there are creative ways to support FCA? We'd love to show you. To receive a menu of tax-wise, biblical options regarding Christian gift planning, go to fcagiftplan.org. That's fcagiftplan.org or call toll-free 866-788-5031. That's 866-788-5031.
Hi, this is Ron Brown, and next weekend on Sharing the Victory, I'll visit with Atlanta Falcons kicker Jason Elam.
That became just a real passion to me, and still is telling people who the real Jesus is.
And Chick-fil-A CFO Buck McCabe.
Out of a sense of just desperation, I prayed and asked God if he is real to come into my life, and boy, did he.
Plus, I'll chime in a thought or two. So make sure you join me next weekend for Sharing the Victory. Back again at Sharing the Victory. Hey, we have an incredible offer for you if you haven't heard. We want to give you a free 3-month trial subscription to Sharing the Victory magazine. Go to this website, stvfree.com. That's stvfree.com. Just fill out the form. It's that easy. Just go to stvfree.com and sign up for the free 3-month trial subscription to Sharing the Victory magazine. It's now time to check in with FCA President Les Steckel.
The Ohio State University Buckeyes head coach Jim Tressel is one of America's premier football coaches. He's also an exemplary Christian. In his new book, The Winner's Manual for the Game of Life, is filled with his principles for living a life of purpose. Each of his chapters deals with a very specific attribute which leads to success. As you might expect, one of those attributes is excellence. Excellence is something we should always strive for, no matter what we are attempting to do. And excellence is one of the 4 core values of the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. So Coach Tressel's commentary on the word excellence is something I was really interested in reading. Jim Tressel's definition of excellence is everybody striving to reach their full potential. Right away, you can see by his use of the word everybody that Coach Tressel is most concerned that his team or your group or family all experience excellence, and that is not be only sought by one or a few individuals. Yes, every individual needs to seek ways to become excellent in his or her craft or career. But even the greatest basketball player of all time, Michael Jordan, the epitome of basketball excellence, couldn't alone bring his team to win an NBA championship. Not until several other excellent players joined the Bulls. Nearly every young boy dreams of being a professional athlete. About 1 million kids play high school football in America. The number is reduced to 45,000 at the collegiate level, and in the entire NFL, there are only about 1,700 players. To reach that level as an athlete requires a considerable commitment, including discipline, planning, focus, a healthy lifestyle, much time, and much energy. It means a commitment to excellence. Coach Jim Tressel in the Winner's Manual doesn't limit his discussion of excellence to football, for he believes it's even more important to seek excellence in our own personal and family lives, in our spiritual and moral lives, in our caring and giving, and in academics and our careers too. And he gives an interesting list one of his former players wrote about how to know when you have achieved excellence. The whole list is great, but one point really stood out to me. That is, you know when you are at the top when you can look back in forgiveness, forward in hope, down in compassion, and up with gratitude. I think that's terrific. And we are soon to celebrate the birth of Jesus. Let's remember, there was only one perfect life ever exhibited on earth. We should strive for excellence, yet he alone was truly excellent. Because of his modeling, the Christian life of excellence for us, we can seek it ourselves and teach others to look back in forgiveness, forward in hope, down in compassion, and up with gratitude. Allow me to challenge you to live a life that has a commitment to excellence, to truly model our Master, Jesus Christ. Godspeed.
I really do feel God's pleasure being around all these athletes and coaches and folks who love Jesus and love sports. And I'm pumped up about next weekend as well. Jason Elam, the outstanding kicker for the Atlanta Falcons, will be with us. And another hero, Buck McCabe of Chick-fil-A, will be with us talking about ministry opportunities at the upcoming Chick-fil-A Bowl in Atlanta. Speaking of bowls, you'll hear a part of the speech that I gave at last year's FCA Humanitarian Bowl Breakfast in Boise, Idaho. Remember, there are two ways of doing sports, God's way or man's way. Which will you choose? Have a great weekend in Christ from all of us here at Sharing the Victory.
Don't forget to sign up to receive a free 3-issue trial subscription to Sharing the Victory magazine. Just log on to stvfree.com. That website again is stvfree.com. Thanks for listening today, and we hope you have a wonderful week. Sharing the Victory is a production of the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, the heart and soul in sports.